Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We have light rain and drizzle occurring at this hour from the southeast corner of Missouri and some east central areas there as well through the majority of Illinois up into northern portions of Indiana. And we've got fog occurring across most of the Great Lakes region. It's not one of your prettier mornings. In the western part of the Corn Belt, temperatures are in the 40s this hour. In the east, in Ohio and parts of southeastern Indiana, parts of Kentucky were in the 70s. So there's quite a contrast going on there. Obviously, a frontal system is moving through the region, and it promises to produce some additional rain and thunderstorm activity in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky as we go through the day today. Even Michigan will pick up on some rain. Over the weekend, the one area in the Midwest that had been persistently dry finally got significant moisture. That's in the Dakotas in Minnesota, a long ways away from home here. But it's important because that region has been droughty for the last several weeks. And this moisture was necessary in order to improve the crop establishment potential. So now we have most of the Midwest looking very good on moisture, and the forecast is offering plenty of it again over this next 7 to 10 days. A very active weather pattern will prevail across the region. The rain and thunderstorms that will occur today across the eastern Midwest will be quick to get out of the region. Tomorrow should be a good day in most of the eastern two-thirds of the Midwest. We don't expect no precipitation in the western Corn Belt today or tomorrow. In the east, it'll be dry tomorrow and Wednesday. But after that, conditions do deteriorate once again with new storm systems coming into the western Corn Belt, one right after the other. This begins as we go from Wednesday night all the way through the weekend and into the first half of next week. There will be short breaks in the precipitation, but it will still be a wet scenario, and fieldwork will have to operate around the precipitation. We expect rain totals over the next 7 days to be relatively frequent, or relatively significant. Around 6/10 of an inch to an inch and a half will occur in the majority of the region. That's not necessarily all that great as long as we can keep the temperatures up. Looks like the temperatures are going to be somewhat on the mild side for a little while here, but we should be able to warm back up by the weekend. Temperatures this afternoon will contrast from 80-degree readings in Ohio and Kentucky ahead of that frontal system to readings only in the 50s and 60s in the western Corn Belt. And tomorrow, everybody will be mostly 50s and 60s. There will be a few 70s in the southwestern Corn Belt and near and south of the Ohio River. As we move on into Wednesday afternoon, we'll expect the afternoon temperatures to be back in the 60s and lower 70s in a big part of the region, maybe still some 50s in the Great Lakes region. And really, for the rest of the week, we'll be seeing 60 and 70-degree temperatures in the north and 70s and some 80s in the south. The low temperatures at night are expected to stay above any kind of damage threshold, with one exception possibly in the Dakotas and portions of Nebraska and Minnesota, where we could see a little bit of frost overnight tonight. A couple of very light freezes will be possible. Over the weekend, there were some low temperatures in the upper 20s in the Red River Basin of the north. That's in the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota. Everybody else, though, will be seeing low temperatures that are nowhere near threatening levels, but there will be some upper 30s in the Great Lakes region over the next couple of nights, Wednesday morning in particular. And then we'll look for most other areas seeing 40 and 50-degree lows for the rest of this week, maybe even some lower 60s in the south by the time we get to the weekend. The bottom line here is that it's more of the same. We'll see fairly often shower and thunderstorm activity intermixing with periods of sunshine and temperatures that will end up averaging relatively close to normal. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.